In Pakistan, Protestants and Catholics have united to call on the government to repeal the infamous blasphemy laws they say are the root cause of the recent spate of anti-Christian violence. Protesters marched peacefully through Lahore yesterday before a group of young demonstrators clashed with police. A series of protests are scheduled to take place in cities across the nation tomorrow. Peter Jacob is secretary of the Bishops' Conference Commission for Justice and Peace. He says that Christians and moderate Muslims are becoming increasingly frustrated with Muslim fundamentalists' abuse of this misleading law and government inaction.
First of all, the kind of relief package that was announced by Chief Minister and the federal government is coming along. They have started reconstruction of the burned and damaged houses. The trial, the judicial inquiry that is going to take place has started today. The judge of the High Court had arrived yesterday. That is as far as government response is concerned. On the whole, the civil society in Pakistan is organizing a few meetings and protests. There will be one in Lahore on Friday, a meeting which will further decide the future course of action regarding building a movement around this, because this law has proved to be really bad and the civil society is convinced that it should be repealed. A joint body of the Catholic and Protestant churches has announced a memorial service. So there will be memorial services at several places all around the country, and there will be protests in the coming week as well.